Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for your grace and thank you for your love. Today, we are going to learn about the story of Jonah. Jonah was a great man of God, but he was afraid and didn't follow God. But Jonah came back to God and prayed to him. God was with him. He answered Jonah's prayer. Lord, help us to come to you and pray to you. And please be with us and answer our prayer. Thank you, Lord. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you. It's working? That's great. Welcome back. Nice to see you again. Last week, we were talking about the story of Jonah in chapter 1. What did you learn? God told Jonah to go to Nineveh, but he didn't follow the word of God. Instead, he was on a ship for Tarshish in a different direction. On the way, God sent a great wind to the ship, and the ship was about to sink. Sailors on the ship were terrified because of the wind. They believed that the disaster came from Jonah. Finally, Jonah was thrown down into the sea, and the sea calmed down. God sent a big fish, and he swallowed Jonah. He ended up in the belly of the fish. What was he doing? Jonah was in the belly of the fish. He must have been terrified. He must have been afraid. Have you ever had any experiences having hard times in your life? What did you do? How did you overcome it? I have experienced hard times several times in my life. In the army, I could have a car accident, and God rescued me. I failed many times in my life. At the age of 24, my father had a cancer and he passed away. Before he died, my mother had a stroke, and my brother and sister struggled with their lives. It was a disaster. At that time, I wondered why God allowed me to endure those hardships. But he helped me to overcome those troubles. In those hard times, my Lord guided me to pray to him. And I prayed, and he answered. My God encouraged me to come closer to God. Often, he cared for us. He sent his people to support us. When my mother was in hospital, God cared for us. When my father passed away, God cared for us. He was with us wherever we went and whatever we did. The same God is still caring for each one of us. Pray to God and ask God for his guidance. He will care for us. He will be with us no matter where we go and what to do. Jonah prayed to God while he was in the belly of the fish. We will read verse 2. He says, when I was in trouble, Lord, I prayed to you, and you listened to me. Do you believe this? When we are in trouble, we pray to God, and God listened to us. Are you in trouble? Are you having a hard time? Pray to God. He will listen to us, and He will answer us. Listening is waiting. When we talk with someone, he or she will listen. Later, he or she will answer us. Listening is a part of waiting. When we pray to God, our Lord will listen to us, and He will answer us. Pray to God and wait until He answers us. Jonah prayed continually. We will look at in verse 2. From deep in the world of the dead, I begged for your help, and you answered my prayer. Jonah begged for his help. Hebrew word kara, meaning is cry out and call out and beg. When do we beg? When do we cry out? When do we call out? We do so when we have a hard time, an emergency, and when we are in big trouble. We would often do it when we cannot do something by ourselves, but by God. I want to share with you the story of Jesus and a man with leprosy. Here we see Jesus, and I will be reading Mark chapter 1 verse 40. A man with leprosy came to Jesus, and he knelt down. He begged, "You have the power to make me well." The man with leprosy was not cured in the time of Jesus, and he knew that he could be cured by Jesus. And he came to Jesus and begged, "You have the power to make me well." This means that, "Jesus, you are the only one who can heal me." Mark 1 verse 41 to 42 says, Jesus felt sorry for the man. So he put his hand on him and said, "I want to. Now you are well." At once, the man's leprosy disappeared, and he was well. The same Lord, Jesus, is with us today. When we come to the Lord and pray to Him, we say, "Lord, you have the power to make me well." And Jesus says, "Yes, I want to. You are well." And our Lord is still talking to each one of us. "Come to me. I am with you. I can heal you. And I can help you." What does the Bible say in the book of Jonah? Jonah prayed to God. He begged for his help. He cried out to God, and God answered his prayer. Our Lord is still with us today. Pray to God, and He will listen to us, and He will answer our prayer. I believe that prayer is one of the powerful weapons in this world. Many godly people would often pray to God because they knew that they couldn't do it by themselves, but by God. King Hezekiah knew that it was impossible for the army of Israel to fight against the army of Assyria. But King Hezekiah didn't give up. He came to God and he prayed to God. God listened and he answered. God sent his angel and killed 185,000 Assyrian soldiers in one night. In 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 35. Living in this world, we would be in big trouble and we wouldn't know what to do. What would you have done if you had been in hard times? What would you have done if you were in big trouble? We can learn from Jonah. God told Jonah to do something, but he refused. He didn't follow God. He didn't pray. And what happened to Jonah? He was in big trouble. In this world, we might fail. We might struggle. We might be in big trouble. What can we do? What can we do? We need to come and pray to God. We are like a tree. If it comes out of the ground, it might live for a short time. But it cannot live for a long time. We might think that we can live without God, but it is impossible for us to live without God. Look at the history of the world. It is the history between God and humans. God made the world, and he made humans in his own image. He made Adam and Eve, and he said it was very good in his eyes. But they sinned against God because of Satan. Sin came into the world, and it brought anxiety, stress, failure, and death. Since then, humans struggled with sin, struggles, and death. They couldn't overcome it by themselves, but they could do it with the help of God. They could overcome it with the help of our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at Jonah. What was he doing? God told him to preach, but he didn't. He was in the belly of the big fish. He was in big trouble. Finally, he decided to come back to God. He prayed to God, and God listened, and he answered to his prayer. How can we apply this into our lives? Our Lord is still talking to each one of us. He wants us to listen to the message of God. He wants us to obey God. He wants us to follow God. But we might not listen. We might not obey. We might not follow the word of God. And we will be in big trouble. Have you ever had hard times? Are you in big trouble at the moment? What have you done? What are you doing? It is the right time for you to come to God. It is the right time for you to pray to God. Then our Lord will listen to us and he will answer to our prayers. And he will help us with hardships, anxiety, stress, sickness, and so on. Because he is a mighty God. Because he is a magnificent God. He has got the key to solve out those problems. Look at Jonah. Many sailors prayed to their own gods, but they didn't answer. It was getting worse. Finally, they prayed to God. He was a true God. He was there with Jonah and his sailors. Our God is still with us today. And He will be with us forever. He is a mighty God. He is an everlasting God. He is God of gods. And He is King of kings. This reminds us of the importance of prayer. In this world, we might have failed. We might have lost everything. But don't forget, you didn't lose everything. You just lost something in this world. Our Lord is still with you. He will care for you. He will guide you. He will help us where to go, what to do, and how to do it. After I graduated with a doctoral degree in the USA, I was so pleased because I expected to get a nice job. I thought I would be in a better position. I was proud of myself. But you know what? Sometimes our life doesn't go the right way we had planned. At the time in the USA, I was given a job offer at a church, and my family planned to move to the place. Sadly, I heard that my mother was not very well. If I had accepted the job, I might not have seen my mother because I couldn't go overseas for a long time due to my visa status. Later, I decided to come to see and care for her because she was very sick. And I thought that I could have any job after I met with her. With the grace of God, my mother was healed and she recovered. My family decided to go back to New Zealand from South Korea. Since then, I had applied for many jobs. Sadly, my doctoral degree didn't guarantee me to have any full-time position. Rather, it prevented me from being employed. Finally, I decided to lie. In my CV, I just mentioned that I just received a diploma along with 3 months training. At last, I got a job at a rest home. In that place, I was looking after the elderly. Some were diagnosed of dementia. As for this, they would often forget. It would be common for them to talk so badly, hit us by the hand, and shout. One day, I was talking about God to an old man, and he complained about this to one of the nurses. In the rest home, at the time I could have been a big trouble because it would not be acceptable to talk about religion. Thanks to God, our Lord rescued me at that time, because there was a nurse who was a Christian and helped me not to make any problems. In that place, I would walk in the early morning, nights and weekends. I also got very low payment, but I didn't complain. I thanked God who allowed me to have the time. I still remembered reading the Bible while I was walking. Sometimes I was ignored by other staff and had to walk from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. on Sundays. After I walked, I would lead service and preach the message of God. I was like Jonah, who was in the belly of the fish. He could not do anything but prayed to God. In the last home, I could not do anything but prayed to God. By the guidance of God, on the 25th of August 2015, I was given the opportunity to work here at this church. At that time, I was meditating on the story of Abraham in the Bible. I didn't know where to go and what to do, but God guided me to the place where I am to serve God and His people. One thing I want to share with you, I prayed to God, and God listened, and He answered my prayer. He guided me to come to this place. Since then, I would ask God what I was to do, and my Lord kindly told me what to do. I have led many events, services, programs, and meetings here at this church. It is the grace of God. New people have come to our church. Some decided to be members of the church, while others accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, and they were baptized. The church has grown and has become more cross-cultural. And all of us believe that our Lord will use our church Greyfriars to build the kingdom of God. God was with Jonah. We will read verse 3. You threw me down to the bottom of the sea. Jonah believed that he was with God. He was changed because he didn't follow God. But he came to God. He prayed to God. God listened and he answered to his prayer. We were like Jonah. We might lose everything. We might lose our family members or friends. But don't forget, come to God and pray to God. Our Lord will listen and He will answer us. He will care for us. He will teach us what to do, where to go, and how to do it. Look at Job in the Bible. He was a righteous person. He was a faithful man in God. But one day, he lost everything. He even lost his children. He was terrified. He was afraid. But he didn't lose faith in God. He prayed to God. And God listened, and God answered to his prayer. God blessed Job. God restored Job and his family members in mighty ways. This reminds us that we need to follow God, we need to obey God at any time, and we need to pray to God. Our Lord will listen to us, and He will answer us. If something happens, come to God and pray to Him. Because our Lord has got the key of solving our problems. One day, I couldn't find the right key to open the door. I had many keys, but there was the only one key to open the door. Our Lord Jesus has got the right key. He is the only way for us to solve our problems. Come to God and pray to Him. Now we will be reading verse 5 and 6. It says, I was almost drowned by the swirling waters. I had sunk down below the underwater mountains. I knew that I would be a prisoner there forever. Jonah was terrified. He was afraid. He was discouraged. But he didn't forget that God was with him. Verse 6 says, But you, Lord God, rescued me from defeat. Jonah believed that God could save him from dangers. Jonah continued to have faith in God. And verse 9 says, I will keep my promise because you are the one with power to save. Don't forget that God is with us at any time. Even in hard times, our Lord still cares for us. This will guide us to have the confidence in God. What happened later? We'll read verse 10. The Lord commanded the fish to vomit up Jonah on the shore. God sent a big fish to swallow Jonah, and he came to God and prayed. God listened, and God answered his prayer. Jonah came out of the fish with the help of God. What will Jonah do? Is he going to preach to Nineveh as God told him? Or is he going back to Israel? I will talk more next Sunday. Please come to our church next Sunday.